Human Sigma, Managing the Employee-Customer Encounter. Authors, John H. Fleming, Jim Asplund. Six Sigma black belts around the world have gotten good at improving four of the root causes of quality defects: machines, materials, measurements, and methods. But there's another root cause identified in the Six Sigma methodology: people. This root cause has largely been ignored. This is not too surprising because it's probably the hardest to fix. The problem is that even the most perfectly designed and built process or system is only as good as the human being who uses it. We've developed a quality improvement approach that we call Human Sigma, which focuses on reducing variability and improving performance. This approach starts by accepting human nature and then uses it to manage employees, motivate them, accelerate their development, and engage customers' emotions. Valuing intangibles. Another dynamic is essential to understanding why employees are often viewed as necessary evil or a cost to be minimized. The accounting and financial reporting systems modern businesses use have failed to keep up with the changing nature of value creation. By focusing on tangible assets, current accounting systems implicitly undervalue human contributions to the enterprise, which are primarily intangible things such as creative branding strategies, research and development, and labor productivity. Emotional attachment, confidence. The foundational dimension of emotional attachment, confidence, is also the most basic. One of the things people look for in a brand or a company is a promise of consistently high performance. Great companies always keep their promises. With a great company, customers always know what to expect. They feel secure dealing with the company, and they don't expect unpleasant surprises. Companies that keep their promise create trust, a sense that promises they make today will keep in the future. Confidence is the bedrock upon which higher levels of emotional attachment are built. A company's ability to engender confidence in its customers begins with its ability to consistently deliver a customer's basic requirements for that industry. Unfortunately, in most companies today, what the company promises to its customers is rarely agreed upon at senior levels, let alone well understood among the company's rank and file employees. Pride. Pride goes well beyond basic notions of self-presentational, status, or badge qualities of association to deeper levels of shared values between the customer and the company, as well as feelings of competence and control. Feeling incompetence and control are largely based on predictability and past experience. Building perceptions of competence and control are one reason that retail banks invest so heavily in consistent branches and ATM design. Passion. A passionate customer uses expressions like, "It's irreplaceable," and "It's a perfect fit for me," to describe his or her relationship with your company. For these customers, the number of potential alternatives they'd consider using is zero. Some psychological research shows that the harder it is for people to imagine a situation or event, the less likely they think it is to occur. Human Sigma. Employee engagement does have a direct and measurable relationship to impact on customer engagement. But like the ways in which heart rate and respiration interact to speed life, giving oxygen to all parts of the human body, the ways in which these organizational functions interact and enhance a company's financial vigor are more complex than a simple linear chain of factors. Integrating the vital signs of employee and customer engagement into a single performance construction supported by a single performance measure provides a comprehensive means to capture and understand this dynamic system. This is because the combined impact of a company's human systems taken together is substantially greater than the effects of the individual systems separately. Human Sigma is designed to measure and aid in reduce local performance variability. Variability in performance outcomes is bad and must be reduced, but variability in how those outcomes are achieved is good and even essential to success. It recognizes that by optimizing your company's human systems, it can achieve a sustainable competitive advantage that's not easily copied. This can differentiate your company from its competitors in a marketplace. It can make your human system a true competitive advantage. The tactics of Human Sigma. Achieving and maintaining excellence in human systems performance demands regular attention to three interrelated activities: evaluation, intervention, and encouragement. To meet the demand for evaluation, company leaders and managers need objective data to provide an accurate assessment of current performance and set realistic short-range and long-term goals. The demand for evaluation. A credit effort to improve your company's Human Sigma performance begins with installing the systems necessary to evaluate how well you're meeting your employees' and customers' fundamental emotional requirements. Once organizations implement these, they need to establish the internal teams responsible for the initiatives, construct an appropriate measurement and reporting system, and identify if they need additional survey items to evaluate the more functional elements of the customer and employee experience. Transactional activities. Engaging employees and customers and driving Human Sigma performance require a year-round focus on changing behaviors, processes, and systems to meet and anticipate these constituencies' needs. This requires a total commitment from the leadership team down to frontline units and employees. To implement the right changes, a rigorous process of monitoring engagement and defining appropriate support and activities is needed. Local units must be held accountable for their engagement levels. Their success should be celebrated, and they should receive the support they need to increase engagement. Analysis. Analysis of the data is one of the most important steps in the Human Sigma methodology. This is true for two reasons. First, it helps leaders identify enterprise-level opportunities and prioritize action at a macro level. Second, it encourages managers and work groups to identify specific opportunities to respond to unique local issues. The demand for intervention. It's equally difficult for employees to respond positively to a system that treats them like toddlers, so a passive resistance to grudging compliance on their part is a perfectly natural response. To gain the employees' commitment to improvement, they need to be involved in that effort and not just told how to do it. Brand promise alignment. If you believe that your frontline employees play a crucial role as brand ambassadors and are truly the face of your brand in the marketplace, then an obvious place to begin an intervention process is with the brand promise itself. An essential first step to building engagement is to infuse the brand promise for customers and employees into every aspect of the business, from associate onboarding to annual reviews to continuing employee education. The demand for encouragement. Transformational activities that respond to the demand for encouragement should build an infrastructure that recognizes the best performers for their accomplishments. These activities should also lay a foundation for sharing next practices within the company. Next practices are intended to help create a culture of celebration and recognition that continually drives successively higher levels of performance and gives struggling managers and teams the support they need to succeed. Peer group mentors. Top performers should be encouraged to mentor their lower performing peers. Mentorship should represent an important contribution, not a burden, and thus, it should be strongly recognized. Additional compensation should also be part of the mentorship program. A mentorship program can also be a good pipeline for managers who want to ascend to leadership positions within the organization by giving them a chance to learn and demonstrate crucial leadership skills. Managing the employee-customer encounter is just plain hard work. It involves measuring the right things in the right ways, taking deliberate and disciplined action to improve each local team's performance, and celebrating your success. However, when approached correctly, all of this hard work can really pay off. What works best for your organization must ultimately be determined by the employees who work there. The answers are not easy, and some organizations can find this frustrating. We've also noticed how the need to own your own improvement makes people more innovative, productive, and confident.